Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. This week's blog was actually a featured segment on Agnostic Radio, and you can hear that at agnosticradio.com, which is available on Podcast Alley or on iTunes. But the subject of this week's blog is Off With Their Hair. I've heard that in some parts of India, when a woman receives a blessing, she gives thanks to God by cutting off all her hair. Couldn't I just send a thank you note? Dear God, good looking out. You're the best. Love, Leanne. XOXO. Is cutting off all your hair really the best way to say thank you? If God knows your heart, then He already knows whether you're truly grateful or not. If you do the deed but you're faking the funk, it's probably not going to count. Is anyone else wondering why God needs hair? Is He suffering from male pattern baldness and India is His personal hair club? If you've read God's resume, He should be able to make all the hair He wants. Seriously, He can create the universe in a week, but He can't do hair? Maybe it's not for personal use. Human hair is big business from Hollywood to the hood. The gods would be crazy not to get in on that. I'll confess, my reluctance to cut my hair is pure vanity. I've had dreadlocks since 2001. They're long, I love them, and I don't have the slightest intention of cutting them for anybody. My goal, in fact, is to be the Black Rapunzel. Now, I don't know if the haircutting thing is mandatory, but it might look a little awkward if you're the only one not doing it. Sure, you're giving the people around you the gift of feeling morally superior, but chances are they won't see it that way. In the grand scheme of things, haircutting is harmless. The gods have usually asked for a whole lot more than that. Historically, when a god did you a solid, you had to come across with something big. Livestock, a virgin, a baby. Virgin baby livestock? Bonus. And usually, you had to fork this over ahead of time with no guarantee that God would keep His end of the bargain. Because while God answers all prayers, sometimes the answer is no. That's a hell of an out clause, isn't it? But I'd expect an omnipotent being to have a good attorney. I'd be disappointed if he didn't. So even the spiritual buyer needs to beware. That's the one part of the haircutting thank you exercise that makes sense. The women in India do it after they receive a blessing, not before. Well, that's the way they do it now. They probably didn't always. I bet back in the day, some chick cut her hair off first, waited around for something good to happen, God reneged, as is His contractual right to do, and we learned that hell hath no fury like a woman scalped. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, written by yours truly, Leanne Lord, with music by Groove Lily. To read and hear more, go to theurbanirma.com. You can like The Urban Irma on Facebook and follow on Twitter. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.